Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Pathways to Perfection, Discourses of Thomas S. Monson. Thomas Monson was the 16th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was sustained as an apostle as early as October 3, 1963, and the book that we're looking at right now was printed in 1973. Eric, how can our listeners find the quotations that we will be citing today?
They can just go to mrm.org, our website, and in the search engine type in Christmas book, and the first article to come up will contain links to all of the books in the Christmas series that we've been doing. The quotes that we're going to talk about today and other quotes that we're not going to have time to get to are going to be there.
Today we're going to be looking at a topic in this book, Pathways to Perfection, Discourses of Thomas S. Monson. It's under the topic of mortal probation to show that this idea that many Latter-day Saints have that if they do not do enough during this lifetime that they will be allowed to make up for it in the next life wasn't a teaching that was held by Thomas S. Monson. When it comes to the term mortal probation, that means exactly what it says, that we are here on this earth in order to prove ourselves worthy while we are in mortality. But what did Thomas Monson have to say on page 142?
As Latter-day Saints, we know that we lived before we came to earth, that mortality is a probationary period wherein we might prove ourselves obedient to God's command and thus worthy of celestial glory.
And that's what the faithful Latter-day Saint is looking forward to accomplish. They want to be worthy of celestial glory. That being the case, I think it's a fair question when you're having a discussion with a member of the LDS Church to simply ask them, do you feel at this stage in your life that you are worthy of celestial glory? We found that very rarely will you find a Mormon that seems very sure about that. Many of them are very apprehensive, not only about saying yes to a question like that, but even apprehensive about the possibility of dying before they do everything they know they're supposed to do. It all comes down to obedience. Here again, Thomas Monson addresses in Pathways to Perfection on page 65 this story about how Latter-day Saints are going to hopefully have a good grade on their metaphorical report card. What does he have to say about this on page 65, Eric?
I testify to you that turning away from God brings broken covenants, shattered dreams, vanished ambitions, evaporated plans, unfulfilled expectations, crushed hopes, misused drives, warped character, and wrecked lives. Such a quagmire of quicksand must be avoided. We are of a noble birthright. Eternal life in the kingdom of our Father is our goal. Such a goal is not achieved in one glorious attempt, but rather is the result of a lifetime of righteousness and accumulation of wise choices, even a constancy of purpose. Like the coveted A grade on the report card of a difficult and required college course, the reward of eternal life requires effort. The A grade is the result of each theme, each quiz, each class, each examination, each library project, each term paper. So each Sunday school lesson, each young men or young women teacher, each prayer, each date, each friend, all precede the goal of temple marriage, that giant step toward an A grade on the report card of life.
Now notice all the categories that a Mormon must do some self-examination. Everything down to their friends, the ones they date, everything, their prayers, everything has to do with whether or not they're going to get an A grade on the report card of life. He includes temple marriage. In yesterday's show, we were also looking at a story that Monson told about a woman named Lucy Gertz Thompson, who would not marry this man that she had met unless he would not only become a member of the church, but also be worthy enough to be married in the temple. See, Lucy understood what Thomas Monson is teaching here, that if she was going to get a grade on her report card of life, being married in the temple for time and eternity was absolutely essential.
And notice how he says it at the end. He lists all of those eaches and all of the different items to get this A grade. And he says they all precede the goal of temple marriage. This is the capstone. This is the one thing that every Latter-day Saint needs to do. To get your A grade on the report card of life, you have to have a temple marriage. And so when we were talking about yesterday how some Latter-day Saints start to feel really desperate and worried about being able to find that spouse, this is the reason why, because this is drilled into the Latter-day Saints, even starting at primary at the youngest ages.
One thing we can clearly see in these quotations by Thomas Monson is that, as he admits, there is some huge amount of effort on the part of the member to accomplish all these necessary things in their life if they hope to get that A grade. Well, in his other book that was given away as a Christmas gift, this book was given away by the First Presidency in 2014. It was a book originally published by Deseret Book, a church-owned publishing company, in 2011, titled Teachings of Thomas S. Monson. In that book, he also speaks of what is absolutely essential if a Mormon is to achieve what they call eternal life or celestial exaltation, godhood. All those terms are synonymous. But notice again on page 33, he uses the metaphor of the report card.
And we need to understand that the quotes we're going to give now came from talks that he had. He gave this talk on March 4th, 1984, called An Invitation to Exaltation. And he said, "It is the celestial glory which we seek. It is in the presence of God we desire to dwell. It is a forever family in which we want membership. Such blessings are earned. A high report card of mortality qualifies us to graduate with honors."
Notice the language here, folks. Such blessings are earned. A high report card of mortality qualifies us to graduate with honors. Well, how do you qualify? By meeting all the requirements that the LDS Church puts upon its members. The reason why we're emphasizing this is, again, it seems to show that the leadership of the church, and in this case, Thomas S. Monson, in the book, Teachings of Thomas S. Monson, know that salvation by grace alone is not a true doctrine in Mormonism. So if you were talking to a lay member on the streets or maybe in an email exchange, and they tell you, "Well, we believe that we're saved by grace," you might ask them, "Does this sound, by the statement that Eric just read from Thomas Monson, from page 33 of Teachings of Thomas S. Monson, does that sound like what you as a Christian believe regarding being saved by grace? Would we use words like earned? Would we use words like qualify?" Especially when those words are pointed back at our personal behavior, because I've often kidded with Latter-day Saints. I believe I'm saved by works. They're just not mine. They're the works of Christ that were done perfectly. That it can't be mine, because none of my works are going to be done perfectly. They're all tainted by my fallenness.
He says a high report card of mortality qualifies us to graduate with honors. Well, what are the requirements necessary to get the A on the report card? This is not just introduction to calculus. It's not calculus 1 or calculus 2. It's calculus 1003. It's an impossible course for anybody except for one man, Jesus, to be able to do. And when you talk about it was not your work, it's the work of Jesus, we believe. The imputation, the credit we get of the righteousness that Jesus gives to us through the faith alone that we believe as evangelical Christians. So this is an important a quote, I think, for Latter-day Saints to understand why we don't think it's possible to get the A grade unless you have some help.
It's interesting, too, Eric, that he starts off that sentence with, "It is the celestial glory which we seek." He automatically assumes that if you are a faithful member of the church, the LDS Church, that this is what you are looking forward to. And he does the same thing in another quotation in the same book, but on page 102, Notice again, he assumes that he's speaking to an audience that is seeking the best Mormonism has to offer. That is eternal life in the celestial kingdom. What does he say?
Bill, this quote on page 102 sounds very close to the quote we read in Pathways to Perfection, but let's read what he says. Actually, he says it on May 16, 1968. Eternal life in the kingdom of our Father is your goal. Such a goal is not achieved in one glorious attempt, but rather is the result of a lifetime of righteousness, an accumulation of wise choices, even a constancy of purpose. Like the coveted A grade on the report card of a difficult and required college course, the reward of eternal life requires effort.
Yeah, that's exactly what he says in the other book that we looked at yesterday. It seems that, I would say, if he's going to repeat the same statement, he must really believe what he's saying there, that it's found in two books that have his name on it. But again, I think we should emphasize the fact that you are looking for, as a faithful Latter-day Saint, an A grade on your metaphorical report card. It's not going to be easy, but it's something that the faithful Latter-day Saint is going to seek. Now, if they're not achieving that during their lifetime, what do you think the emotion is that they are going to feel? They're going to feel guilt, are they not? And the reason I say that is because the Apostle Paul says exactly that, that if you do not live up to all the law, you are going to feel the burden of guilt. So if you're feeling guilt for not doing certain things and your eternal life hangs in the balance, you can be pretty sure that you're not believing that you're saved by grace. You're saved by your effort. And the fact that you can't accomplish that, you are experiencing the obvious emotion.
One last quote, Bill. This is on page 124. He says, "Be therefore perfect," counseled the only perfect man. "Such perfection is not achieved simply by wishing or hoping for it to come. It is approached as we establish specific goals in our lives and strive for their successful accomplishments."
But when he cites Matthew 5:48, and that's where that phrase is found, "Be ye therefore perfect," you have to ask yourself, when Jesus said that, was he implying that we should be sinlessly perfect? Why would Jesus expect that of a fallen human being? I don't think he would. And therefore, if you look at the context of Matthew 5, I don't think Jesus is speaking of sinless perfection at all. If you look at the context, I think he's talking about an attitude that we should have with those that are saved as well as those that are sinners. And as God allows the sun to shine on the wicked as well as the good, our attitude should reflect that same kind of a feeling. It has nothing to do with sinless perfection, but yet here's Thomas Monson assuming that it does. What we find here is an LDS leader that is quite capable of taking verses out of context. And actually, Eric, he looks at Matthew 5:48 in much the same way that Spencer Kimball looked at Matthew 5:48 in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness. Nowadays, we're finding that more LDS scholars, at least, are seeing that that is not the proper way to interpret Matthew 5:48.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.